This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was No One Like You by The Scorpions. It is 5:42. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila. And I'm now joined by Danya Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. And today we're talking about cryptocurrencies. So cryptocurrencies have become the trending word for those of us who are lucky enough to, well, actually have some cash to invest somewhere. But looking at these charts, I can see that these wild roller coaster swings might give good returns, but also conversely big losses. So is this a viable investment option?
Well, you're right about cryptocurrencies or cryptos, if you want to sound cool.
We always want to sound cool.
Because data has revealed that in the past year, there has been an increase in the number of transactions into these digital assets. So, for example, if you look at Luno Malaysia, they are a crypto exchange regulated by the Securities Commission and Bank Negara. And this year, so far, they've seen about $1 billion worth of transactions on their platform. And this is compared to $300 million last year. So this is consistent, you know, with weak stock market, low interest rates, because people are looking for better returns. And since 2021 has started, the wild roller coaster swings you mentioned, that's when it really began. So Luno Malaysia's country manager, Aaron Tang, you know, he believes digital currencies, they are a viable long-term investment option. And there are many central banks around the world who, you know, they're already dabbling in it or looking to create their own.
My opinion is that when you have central banks themselves issuing digital currencies, it is overall going to be good for the industry and also decentralized cryptocurrencies, because people start getting warmed up more to the fact that, oh, even my government has its own central bank digital currency. Maybe I should also experiment and explore Bitcoin.
Mm. But again, this does bring into question those wild swings, especially in the value of Bitcoin. It's currently up 38% year to date at around $38,000. At one time, I remember it being $63,000 just 2 months ago.
Yeah, and I guess we would have to chalk it up to the fact that, you know, there is the opportunity to make a killing as there is, as you know, being killed. And as with all investments, the higher the returns, the higher the risks. So here is Luno Malaysia's country manager, Aaron Tang's take on it. And he sort of looks at it from a long-term perspective.
So if we look at Bitcoin today at only, say, 2.5% adoption globally, that's perhaps one of the reasons why people are not using it as a means of payment. If Bitcoin reaches a certain point where its volatility is much less, that would likely make people use it more frequently. As of today, I think we are currently at the stage where people are using it just for investments.
That was Aaron Tang, Luno Malaysia's country manager, speaking about Bitcoin and some of those wild swings that we see when it comes to its valuation. What about you, Danya? I mean, personally for me, I'm a very cautious investor. So I, you know, any choice I make and anything that I decide to invest, any additional money I might have, tends to be, I'm very risk averse. So I tend to sort of keep things on a very unexciting level. So cryptocurrencies for me are still sort of a couple of steps away. I don't feel like, while I completely understand the people who find it so exciting and interesting to invest in, I've still not sort of swung that way yet.
I think I'm the same as well, because even with anything outside of cryptocurrency, I'm really nervous about investing in, especially because it is so volatile. I mean, just yesterday we were talking about Cristiano Ronaldo and, you know, him removing the Coke bottles. And then, you know, with Bitcoin, we've seen things like Elon Musk just like tweeting about Bitcoin and the prices rise or drop depending on what he tweets. So even now, I think if I would invest into it, I'd have to talk to like three people before I go in and invest in it.
We'd like to hear from you. Have cryptocurrencies caught your imagination? Is it something that you've tried investing in? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.